And what about internationally? For a look now at how the media around the world are covering Barack Obama's presumptive nomination, we called reporters in Germany, Russia, and Lebanon.
And we begin with Daryl Lindsay. He's the editor of Der Spiegel Online. He spoke with us from Berlin.
There was a sense of elation in Germany. Carsten Voigt, who works in the German Foreign Ministry and is the head of German-American relations, has called Germany Obama-land, and he's also compared Obama directly to Kennedy and also to Martin Luther King. And I think that that thinking sums up what many people feel. It's sort of the sentiment across Germany. He represents a shift to a new generation. One problem Obama's going to have here, though, is he really has no relationship with Europe yet. You know, he hasn't traveled here yet as a candidate. Less than half of the populations of all of Western European countries, and only 30% of Germans, have a positive view of the United States. So that's what Obama is going to be starting with if he's elected president.
Daryl Lindsay in Berlin. Germany had the most positive response.
NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer in Moscow says it's hard to tell what Russians think of the news.
The official reaction has been quite muted. Russians were largely on the fence in terms of whether they prefer Obama or Hillary Clinton. This is quite a misogynistic society. It's also a very racist society. So I'm sure there would be plenty of people arguing against both candidates. They know little about the issues that are confronting the states and had to respond to the images of the two candidates. And I think that Obama just has the larger personality. He's a more natural-seeming speaker. I think Russians like that. They liked what they saw. Russians generally tend to prefer Republicans than Democrats. Democrats are seen as standing up more for human rights, and Russia is very sensitive about getting criticism for its human rights record. So I think Russians will see Obama's victory in his campaign with some trepidation. I think that even though Moscow has been one of the biggest critics in the world of the foreign policy of the Bush administration, Russians generally would prefer to see a Republican in the White House.
NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer in Moscow.
And now to the Middle East, Rami Khoury. He's editor-at-large of Lebanon's Daily Star newspaper. And the feeling there?
Skeptical and slightly indifferent among the man on the street. And this is based on decades and decades of experience of seeing different American presidents come and go and American policy staying more or less the same vis-a-vis things like the Arab-Israeli conflict or other major issues in the region. I think there's a sense that anything is going to be better than Bush. So people do say that there are some nuances that differentiate Obama, say, from McCain or from Clinton or others, that, for instance, his attitude to Iran is significantly different in that he would start a diplomatic process with Iran, but on the whole, not major expectations.
Rami Khoury, editor-at-large of Lebanon's Daily Star newspaper.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick.